Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. We're up to Revi'i, Parsha's Beshalach. V'yomer Hashem al Moshe nites yadcha al hayam v'yashuvu hamayim al Mitzrayim al rechbo v'al parashav. And Hashem said to Moshe, stretch out your hand over the sea, and the waters will return unto Mitzrayim, unto the chariots, and unto the horsemen. V'yit Moshe es yado al hayam v'yashav hayam lefnos boker leisano Mitzrayim nasim likraso V'nir Hashem es Mitzrayim b'soch hayom. And Moshe stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned before the morning had reached its height. The waters had returned to their normal strength, and Mitzrayim were running away from it into it. And Hashem stirred up Mitzrayim in the midst of the sea. Rashi says the waters returned means that the waters were standing up straight like a wall, and they returned to their normal state and covered the Mitzrayim. What does it mean that they were running away from it into it? Because they were so confused that they ran right into the water. What does it mean, v'niyar, that it was stirred? Rashi says like a person turning a pot, stirring a pot. What was on the bottom came to on top, and what was on top came to the bottom. He says there are many midrashim about this. Yeshuva amayim ve'echasu es recha ve'es haparashim l'chol chel faro v'haboim achreihem b'yam v'loni sharbahem ad echad. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the armies of Paro that were coming after them, all of them in the water, and there was not left one of them left over. B'nei Yisrael halchu b'yabasha b'soch hayam v'amayim lahem chomam yiminam u'mismolam. And the children of Israel went in dry land through the water, and the water was like a wall on their right and on their left. V'yosha Hashem b'yom hahu es Yisrael miyar Mitzrayim v'yar Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis asfas hayam. And Hashem saved Yisrael on this day from Mitzrayim, and Yisrael saw Mitzrayim dead on the edge of the sea. Rashi says, but didn't you say that they were all stirred up? Rather, after they stirred up, they were all spat out, as it were, anthropomorphically, onto the seashore. And Yisrael saw, oh, I see, have drowned, and they are not going to come after us again. And Yisrael saw the great hand that Hashem used against Mitzrayim, and they were in awe of Hashem, and they believed in Hashem and Moshe, his servant. Rashi says the word Yad is used quite a bit over here, and it's to tell you these actions are all through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and despite the fact there are many languages that work with the word Yad that are synonymous or sound like the word Yad, all of it really means Yad to explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause of all of this. Az Yashu Moshe v'nei Yisrael Ashir Azos LaHashem v'yomru le'mor Ashir LaHashem Kigal Ga'ah Sus v'rachval Rama v'yam. And then Moshe and v'nei Yisrael sang this song to Hashem, and they said, we will sing to Hashem because he is lifted up, horse and rider he threw into the water. Rashi asks, what does this mean, Az, then, meaning when they saw the Nes, it welled up in their hearts to sing the song. What does it mean, Yashir? Yashir, it arose in their hearts, so they sang. Hence we see it beginning, Ashira, I will sing. Also, Rashi says, from here we also see a hint to resurrection of the dead from the Torah. As we see that the tense is funny, because they are speaking in the present tense and the future tense, while doing an action in the present tense. So as a result, we can see that it's possible that they're saying, I didn't sing yet, but I will sing in the future when there's a Tchias HaMesim. How is Hashem praised and lifted up? Because it's impossible for any Basar Adam, any human of flesh and blood, to be able to perform what he just did, to take the horses and the chariots and to throw them all into the water like this. Also, he says that you'll see throughout the song that you'll have double languages, that you'll have the same word twice, or the form of the same word twice, to be used to express something. This is the way of songs. He explains, Sus v'rochmo rochvo rama v'yam, both chariot and rider, which are connected together, sunk in the sea, and the waves rose above him, and the water rose above him. doesn't mean up, doesn't mean down. Rashi uses both because he says it could be thrown into, but it also can mean raised over. And he says both of them are true. It goes that they fell to the bottom, and the waves took them up, brought them up, and then dropped them to the bottom again. The strength and cutting power of Kadosh Baruch Hu of Hashem were for mere salvation. Zekeli v'anvehu, this is my God, and I will exalt him. Elokei Avi v'romemenu, the God of my father, and I will praise him, I will uplift him. Rashi says, what does it mean? Ozi v'zimraska, Hashem's strength and his cutting power is how I translated it. Unkla says that it's his strength and the praise. He also again remarks the fact that Vayihili Lishua should be, and it will be for me, a salvation, but instead it's a Vafa Hippuch that transforms the past tense, the future tense, into the past tense. Anveyu follows the translation which I gave. Rashi says that it means Noi, means to make beautiful, to be praised. He says as well, it doesn't mean one would think that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha started with me. No, his relationship started with my forefathers. Hashem ish milchama, Hashem shemo. Hashem is a man of war, Hashem is his name. Rashi says that when he's a man of war, means that he is a warrior. He fights the wars. He's Baal Milchamos. But what does he add then? Hashem is his name. We know Hashem's his name. Rather, it's telling you that it was fought with Hashem's name, not with swords and bows. It also says that since it's using Shem Havaya, which is the name of Rachamim, instead of Shem Elokim, Amid of Din, is telling us that normally a person goes on the battlefield, they become a different person, they become cruel. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fighting and avenging his people, he is still showing Amidas HaRachamim while he is doing so. Markavos Paro v'chelo yara vayam, the chariots of Paro and his armies were cast into the sea. Umivchar shalishav to be'u b'yamsuf, and his best troops drowned in the yamsuf. Rashi explains that drowned to be'u means to when there is clay or mud that you sink into. That's really where this shoresh is found. And he says, so it was a mida keneged mida, how they enslaved Bnei Yisrael with their clay and with their mud. Tahomos yichas yumu, yardu bimutsolos, kamo aven. The depths covered them up. They descended into the deepest parts of the water like a stone. Rashi comments the fact that it's a future tense, yichas yumu, to tell you that they drowned and sunk in order that the water should cover them up. Yimincha Hashem nedari bakoach, yimincha Hashem tirat oyev. Your right hand Hashem is ensplendored with strength. Your right hand Hashem smashes the enemy. Why does it say yimincha tpais? Rashi says, because when Bnei Yisrael do the ratzon Hashem, then even the left hand, the midas hadin, becomes the right hand. The right hand is to la'atzil Yisrael, to save Yisrael, and the left hand then smashes the enemy, because a person generally does one act of work with each hand. Rashi says, but the pashut pshat is that that his strength is that he smashes the enemy with the right hand. Rashi also adds that it's a constant smashing of the enemy. V'rov goncha taros kamecha tishalach charoncha yochlemu kakash. And with your great brilliance, those who rise against you, you send forth your wrath, and then they are consumed like straw. Rashi says, if it's just his brilliance, his enemies are destroyed, then with his fury, kal v'chomer, the enemies should be consumed. V'ruach ha'pecha ne'ermu mayim, nitzvu kamo ned nozlim, kafu sahomos b'lev yam. The breath of your nose, the waters were blown, they stood like flowing mountains, following Rosag, flowing mountains, ne nozlim, kafu, sahomos, the depths froze in the hearts of the sea. Rashi adds that it was like when a person gets angry and they blow air out of their nose, So he's speaking Kiviyachol that Hashem, like a king of flesh and blood, in order that they should hear that and understand what Hashem is and what he's doing. Not speaking literally, but again using an anthropomorphic language. Amar Oyev Erdof Asig Achalak Shalal Timlaemu Nafshi Arik Harbi Torishemu Yadi. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will reach, I will divide up the spoils, I will fill my appetite, I will unsheath my sword, I will empty my hand. Nashafta Baruchacha Kisamu Yom Salu Kaoferes B'mayim Adirim. Exhaled with your breath, and that the sea covered them. They sunk like lead in the strong waters. Amocha Be'elim Hashem Michamocha Ne'edar Bakodesh Nora Sehilos Osefela. Who is like you amongst the mighty Hashem? Who is like you? Splendored in the holy. There's awesome praise. He does wondrous things. What is it? Awesome Nora Sehilos? Rashi says that I'm even afraid to start speaking of your greatness, lest I leave something out, lest I diminish your greatness. Na tisa yumincha tivlaemu aretz. You stretched out your hand, and the earth swallowed them up. Hashem reaches out his hand, all of the wicked are destroyed, and they fall. All is in his hand, and they all fall with its movement. Rashi also says that they were swallowed up by the earth, teaches us that they merited to be buried, though, as Hashem is righteous. You guided them with your kindness, this nation which you saved. You conducted them, you guided them with your strength to your holy abode. Ibn Ezra says that it refers to Har Sinai, where it seems the implication is to the Makom HaMikdash. Shamu Amim Yergazun. The nations heard and they trembled. Fear gripped those who live in Philistia. Why Philistia? Why the Plishtim? He says because they slew the Bnei Ephraim who decided to try to leave Mitzrayim early and were killed because of it. Az nivhalu alufi Edom, Ele Moav, Yochazemo Raad, Namogu Kol Yoshve Kinaan. Then the chiefs of Edom, the thousands of Edom, were bewildered. Many ones of Moab were gripped with fear. All of those who dwell in Canaan melted. Tipol aleihem imasa v'fachad bigdol zeroecha yidmu ka'oven ad yavor amchai Hashem ad yavor amzu kanisa. Fear will fall upon them and dread with the greatness of your arm. They will be silent like a stone until your nation Hashem, until your nation passes Hashem, until they pass this nation that you own. Rashi says, "This is until they pass." What is this referring to? So Rashi says it's like the Targum. What does the Targum say? The Targum says that until the Aron passes. And until they go and you split the Yarden. What does it mean that you own this nation? Kadosh Baruch Hu has a great amount of love for them because that they were, as if they were bought with a lot of money that are very dear to the person who purchased it. Tiviemu v'sitaemu bahar nachlascha machon l'shivtecha pa'alta Hashem mikidash Hashem konenu yadecha. You will bring them and you will plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, a place that you will dwell, that you have made Hashem, a sanctuary Hashem, you have prepared with your hands. Rashi says that here Moshe prophesied already that he would not enter into Eretz Yisrael. The Machon L'Shiftecha, the place that is parallel the Kisei HaKavod, which is the base of Migdash. The Makom Mikdash is doubly special because the world was created with one hand, but the Beis HaMikdash was with two hands. Hashem Yimloch Leolam Va'ed, Hashem will rule forever. Ki Vasus Par Berichbo Farashav Beyam Vayeshav Hashem Aleihem Esmei Hayam V'nei Yisrael Halchu Beyabasha Besoch Hayam. When Paro's horse and his chariot and his horsemen went into the water. Hashem caused the water to close over them, and Yisrael went in the dry land through the sea. Vatikach Miriam Hanevia Achos Aaron Esatof Biada Vatetzena Kohanashim Acharea Besupim Ubim Cholos. And Miriam, the prophetess, sister of Aaron, took the timbrel, the tambourine, as it were, in her hands. The tof is a drum-like instrument, a percussion instrument. And she went out, and all of the women followed her with their tambourines and in circles as well. Rashi says, how do you know that she is a prophetess? She's called a prophetess, but how? Because she's the sister of Aaron. Why? Because before Moshe was born, she said, the future, my mother will give birth to a son, like we saw all the way back in the beginning of Shmos. Another reason for identifying her as the sister of Aaron is because Aaron was Moshe Nafsho in order to make sure they didn't move until she was cured of her tzaras in Baloscha. Rashi asks, why was it that everybody had tambourines or tupim in that time? And he says, the women in that generation were sure that Hashem would do more miracles for them when they would leave Mitzrayim, so they brought these tupim to play in celebration. Vatan lehem Miriam, shir l'Hashem ki ga'o ga'a sus v'rochva rama v'yam. And Miriam answered to them, or they called answering back, sing to Hashem because he is uplifted and great. Horse and rider he caused to sink or caused to rise in the sea, or caused the sea to rise over them. What is this language of Ta'an? And she answered, Miriam led the women in this song. Vayasa Moshe es Yisrael mi yamsuf v'yatsu el midbar shur v'yelchu shlosh shemim b'midbar v'lo matzu mayim. And Moshe led Yisrael from Yamsuf, and they went out to the desert of Shur, and they went 3 days in the desert, and they did not find water. What does it mean? And Moshe led them, and you saw that he made them travel against their will. They were weighed down with the gold and silver and precious stones that Mitzrayim put on their horses, and Yisrael took them, and there was so much treasure from the leftovers of Mitzrayim, the booty of Mitzrayim. Moshe had to force them to keep going. Vayavu marasa v'lo yachlu lishtos mimara ki marim hem al ken kar shma mara. And they came to Marasa and they couldn't drink the water because it was bitter, because these waters were bitter. And therefore they called the name of the place Mara, which means bitter. Rashi comments, tu mara marasa, tu mara. Vayilonu ha'am al Moshe lemora manishte, and the nation complained to Moshe, what shall we drink? Beitzak el Hashem v'yorehu Hashem etz v'yashlech el hamayim v'yimtuku hamayim sham samu lo chok u'mishpat v'sham nisahu. He cried to Hashem. Hashem showed them a certain tree, and they tossed the tree into the water, and it became sweetened. And there he taught law and ordinance, and there he was tested. Rashi asks, what was taught over there? There were some parshios of the Torah, so they should learn it, Shabbos, Paraduma, and the Dinim. And they were tested, what does that mean? Because they did not speak to Moshe properly, instead of asking him to dive into Hashem for water, they just complained, what shall we drink? And he said, if you will surely listen to the voice of Hashem your God and do what is straight in his eyes, and you listen to his mitzvos and keep his chukim, his ordinances, all the sicknesses that I placed in Mitzrayim I will not place on you, because I am Hashem, your healer. What does it mean, Shamo Tishma? This is the received tradition. Do means to perform the mitzvos. Listen means to listen carefully to the mitzvos. The chukim are the ones that we, as we famously know, are the ones that seem to have no actual logical reason, and the Yetzer Hara comes and makes fun of them. What are you doing this for? Why do you not wear kalayim or not eat pig meat? Why do you do a paraduma, etc.? I will not place on you, because I am Hashem, your healer. I am your healer. Why I am your healer? If we're talking about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us Torah, rather to tell you that the Torah has this curative property, in the same way that the Torah is a doctor would instruct you not to do certain things so you don't get sick. Similarly, the Torah is telling you certain things so you should not become sick in your soul.